Welcome to Mumfessions, the podcast that will normalise all of the challenges of motherhood. I'm Laura Guckian, life coach, founder of Mind Mommy Coaching, and most importantly, mum of three. This podcast is unlike any other motherhood podcast because you will be my guests. Each week, I will invite you to share your mumfession. A mumfession is any experience or feeling you are having as a mum, but you're too afraid to share. The stuff that makes you feel like you're alone or that you're doing this whole motherhood thing wrong. I want to first of all help you recognize you are not alone and you are not doing it wrong. But most importantly, give you the tools you need to navigate it. This is the emotional village that you need. To make sure you don't miss any other episodes of Mumfessions, please hit the follow or subscribe button on whatever platform you are listening. And if you would like extra tools, please go and visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. Coming up this week. And I have never taken my children on a plane since, because I just cannot put myself through that stress.
I've gone on to have two more children in my mid to late 30s, which has been much harder than I ever expected.
My mumfession is that if I could go back to a time before I had kids, I'm not sure I'd take the same path. And the biggest thing they're saying to each other is, oh my goodness, I thought I was the only one. I feel exactly like that.
I feel like if you have your children really young, you're still young when they're growing up and you've some time for yourself.
It is never too late to become the person you want to be, to do something you never got to do. Don't look back with regret. Look forward with plans and excitement and just do it. Today's episode is sponsored by Rescue Remedy, a brand that has been trusted for over 80 years. Rescue Remedy provides comfort and reassurance to calm and support your emotional balance during some of the more challenging days of motherhood, a must-have for any busy mum. Welcome back to another episode of Mumfessions. Today, like every other week, I am going to share one of my mumfessions because we all feel the same. And I want you to hear something that I have been thinking about recently. And actually, given the time of year this is, when this airs, it's going to be coming up to summertime. And we are going to be seeing a lot of images and pictures of mothers planning their holidays and taking their kids abroad, and it all looks amazing. But here's the thing. I have made a decision not to bring my children abroad for the next couple of years, right? I am not bringing my children on holidays for the next couple of years. Why? Because it's too hard. It's too hard. I'm not doing it. And the reason I'm sharing that is I know so many of us might have made that same decision or might not be in the financial position to take their family on a holiday abroad for summer. And there is immense pressure on social media when we see other families doing it. And I want to share this because it's okay not to take your kids on this extravagant, amazing holiday abroad. It's also okay if that's something you want to do and it's something you can afford. Well done you, that's amazing. But for me, this is why we're not doing it. When Leo was about a year and a half old, my husband and I went on a little holiday to Spain with him. And I remember at the time, my mom cautiously kind of saying, are you sure you want to do this? And I was like, no, it's fine. It's totally fine. I mean, holidays are amazing, right? Everything we see online, this is going to be amazing. And let me tell you, girls, there's actually still trauma here today. It was the hardest week of my life. I mean, I would honestly say my marriage barely survived the week away. Leo screamed solidly. He literally did not eat for the entire week. He broke out in this sort of rash. And luckily, the resort we were in had sort of an on-site clinic that we were able to bring him to. And I remember just sitting there, and this is why I'm sharing it, because even if you're not relating to this because it's nothing to do with a holiday, I think it's like every experience of motherhood, right? And social media. I was sitting there going, wait, this feels really hard. This is really hard. But wait, everyone else on social media, it looks amazing. Why am I finding it so hard? What's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? And I was honestly baffled. And I have never taken my children on a plane since. And I'm not going to be doing it for honestly, I don't know, probably at least 4 or 5 years. Like Anna's only 2.5. I think I would want her to be at least 5. because I just cannot put myself through that stress. And also, I want to spend the money that we would spend on those experiences on their well-being right now. So my children are autistic. I want to invest it in their future, in their well-being, in ensuring they get the support they need now, in getting certain things they might need for the house or the garden, so that our day-to-day lives can feel easier. I think that's a really important thing to share, because I think as mums, when we think of our well-being, and the well-being industry, which I have a bit of an issue for when it comes to mothers, we're led to believe if you invest in this weekend away, or if you invest in this kind of day retreat, or if you invest in this product, you are going to feel better. I just fundamentally disagree with that. And I know I'm probably going to get into trouble for this. But the path to us feeling good as mums is about how can we make our day-to-day feel easier? What can we invest in day-to-day so that feels easier? It's not about having these amazing days out and then coming back to the stress of your life and not having the tools you need to navigate it. And that is the joy of the village that I created. So you might be listening to this now, you might have joined my village, you might be thinking of joining it, but that was the whole philosophy. I wanted to create a space where mums could get, I suppose, realistic, small, sustainable advice and tools that they could bring back into their busy life so that they could be happier day to day. This isn't about buying extravagant things or doing big things. And I think if you link it back to holidays, I kind of get that feeling that there's just this immense pressure. Bring your children on holidays, do this. And I know the pressure and what it can feel like looking at everyone else on social media when you can't do that. So back to the point, Laura, I veered off as usual. It's my autistic brain going sideways. But I wanted to share that I am not bringing my children on a plane. And I'm totally fine with it, because I would rather give them things that can support them day to day to support their overall mental well-being, then spend a huge amount of money on a week away that maybe they'll enjoy, maybe they won't enjoy, but I know for certain I will not enjoy it. And I know that for my children to be happy, all they need is a happy mother. That's all they need. They don't need the fancy holidays. They don't need the fancy toys. They don't need any of that stuff. They need me to be okay. So I'm saying no to the holidays. And if you are too, or you're not in a financial position to do it, it's totally fine. Put your children out the back, get a bucket of water, get some bubbles. They don't want that stuff. They want you to be happy. So instead, spend that money on things that will support your mental well-being in the long term. Spend that money on things that are going to make your life easier day to day, and let any of that guilt go that you might be feeling when you find yourself comparing to other families on social media. You don't need to go on holidays. You can stay at home, and that's absolutely fine. Girls, I am so excited to finally share some big news with you. I have been working really, really hard behind the scenes to create something amazing for you. If you are feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, like you have no idea who you are anymore, if you are utterly fed up with trying to constantly juggle it all, if you want to stop feeling guilty for every move you make in motherhood, if you want to feel happier, calmer, and more in control, but are so stuck you don't know where to begin, then I have the best news for you. Introducing The Village by Mind Mommy Coaching, an online resource that will make you feel seen, heard, and supported 365 days a year. Imagine this. You've got the Mind Mommy Coaching Academy at your fingertips, which gives you the proven tools and strategies to be a happier mum, available to learn in your own time, at your own pace. And guess what? You can engage with a community of like-minded mums 24/7. As a Village member, you will also have access to a range of monthly exclusive online events and classes hosted by me and other experts, all designed to help you navigate the challenges of motherhood. And you also get monthly meetups with all the amazing mums you're going to meet in The Village. So in the absence of The Village, let this be your village. I can't wait to welcome you and get you unstuck. To join The Village, please click the link in the podcast description or visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. So let's get into our first mum fession of this episode. And remember I said that for some of these mum fessions, I'm going to read them out because the mum that shared it, for whatever reason, is just not comfortable sharing her voice. So let me read it out And then let's talk about it and let's get into some actions if this is something you can relate to. And this particular momfession, oh, it's a really important one. I'm just going to read it. I'm going to say nothing. I'm going to read it. And then let's get into it, girls. Hi, Laura. My momfession is that if I could go back to a time before I had kids, I'm not sure I'd take the same path. I know that sounds awful. I only ever wanted one, maybe two kids. But when I fell pregnant second time around, it was a massive shock to be told I was having twins. My firstborn was just 3 when they were born. Being a mum to 3 is so much harder than I thought it would be. The twins both had silent reflux and cried solidly for a year. My mental health has suffered a lot. I'm currently on antidepressants for the 3rd time. At times, I feel like the worst mum in the world. I have zero patience and tolerance for my children anymore, and I easily spend 70 to 80% of my day shouting at them and saying no. My relationship has also suffered. I really don't know if we will make it out the other side, still together. My mum died almost 2 years ago, and my husband's mum died a couple of months ago. We have no village left to rely on. Oh my goodness. There's so many layers to this one, okay? But there's one part of it that I really, really want to talk about. And that is the fact that so many women, in fact, 1/3 of women, admitted that they have even for a moment regretted becoming a mum. So many women have this feeling, that sense of, oh my goodness, if I had my time back, if I knew how hard it actually was, would I make the same decision? Would I have become a mum? What would my life have been if I didn't have children? Why did nobody tell me it was so hard? Why did nobody share the reality? Why did I go into this blindly? Okay, I know many women feel like that. Okay, hands up, I felt like it at times. And it is absolutely okay to feel like that. And here's why. Because having that feeling doesn't make you a bad mom. It doesn't mean you regret having your children. It doesn't mean you don't love your children. It doesn't mean you're ungrateful for having children. It just means you are having a valid reaction to a very, very challenging chapter. It just means you are having a response to navigating motherhood in the absence of the village. It just means you are probably angry that nobody was really honest about how hard it can actually feel as a mother. That everywhere we look on social media and the media, we are told this is the best time of your life. It's amazing. And then whenever we actually try to share the reality of, oh, but wait, I'm finding this a little bit hard, we are told, you know, stop saying that. You're a bad mother. In fact, somebody told me this recently in a DM and I got so angry. And how dare she do it? Like, you know, I wish you spoke more about the positives of motherhood. You know, your content is making me depressed. Why is it valid to talk about the magical parts of motherhood? Because there are magical parts to motherhood. And of course we all feel them and I feel them. But why is it not equally valid to go, you know what, I'm finding this part hard. I'm really struggling with this. Why can't we feel that and have the good parts? And I'm just so utterly fed up of other women telling me, and it is other women, and I'm sorry to say that. I know I sound really angry today, but I don't ever really hear men, and I could be wrong, let me know what you think, saying, oh, you know, you're so ungrateful for saying that, you know, you don't deserve to have children. It normally comes from other women, and that's such a shame. So if you can relate to this momfession here and a bit of you is feeling like, oh my God, I can relate to that. I'm finding it really hard. I want to reassure you that I don't think it means that you want to go back in time and never have your children. I think it just means you're finding it really hard. And I think we really need to open this conversation and give women permission to go, this is really hard. I'm angry nobody shared how hard it is. Like, I now have the village, which is, you know, my online emotional village and support for mums. And there's so many mums in there at the moment and they're talking to each other. And the biggest thing they're saying to each other is, oh my goodness, I thought I was the only one. I feel exactly like that. It's so comforting to know I'm not alone. And that's why I want to talk about this one. The other thing is, oh my goodness, silent reflux. We'll get into that in a second. But my firstborn had silent reflux. It is honestly one of the hardest things you can go through as a mother. And then you layer that with what this mum is saying in terms of, you know, her mum passing away, I think she said, you know, the conflict in her relationship, the fact they have no village. Like when you look at the evidence, Are we supposed to say to this woman, yeah, we see that your child has severe silent reflux, which is really hard. And if anyone is listening that experienced that, you know what I mean. It literally is like a kick in the stomach when you hear it. The feeling never leaves. You know, you've lost your mum. Your relationship is really hard at the moment. You've no village. Are you telling me we're supposed to say to this mum, oh, just be grateful, enjoy every moment, stop saying that? Like, if you look at the evidence, it is hard because it's hard. And I just want to give women permission to say it's hard and I'm an amazing mother and I love my children. And I do wonder, you know, would I have made the same decision? You would have made the same decision. I think it's just that you wish someone was honest with you so that you made an informed decision. And there's a difference. None of us made an informed decision to become a mother. We made a decision based on the false narrative that exists that every moment of motherhood is amazing and we should be enjoying it every moment. And if we're not, then we're bad mothers and we're ungrateful. It's rubbish, okay? So let's reframe this. Let's take a few actions that if you can relate to this mom, we are going to reframe this. The first thing is, it's not that you're regretting motherhood. It's exactly what I said there. I think you're regretting that you didn't have the opportunity to make an informed decision when you chose to become a mother. Okay? That decision was made off of a very one-sided and false narrative about motherhood. And I know some women, every moment of it is amazing for them. And that's fantastic. I'm genuinely happy for them. But there's a lot of women that that's not the case. So let's reframe it. It's not that you regret motherhood. You regret that you didn't get to make an informed decision. That's the first thing. The second thing is to let any feelings of guilt go if you're feeling that. Because if you're feeling it, it's not your fault that you're feeling it. We can't control how we feel. We can only control how we react to it. So if you're feeling this, just remind yourself, you're not asking to feel like this. You're not a bad mum for feeling like this. You are having a very normal response to a very challenging situation in your life. Okay? And then the third thing is, what is it specifically that feels hard about it? Okay? What could you do to make it feel easier? Is it that your expectation of motherhood is just in complete conflict of what your reality is? And if that's the case, how do you reconcile that? Because I see this a lot with the mums I support, that very often what we're finding challenging is, this is not what I thought it would be. Kind of like my example of the holiday earlier in this episode, where I was sitting on my first holiday with my 1.5-year-old going, this is so hard. It doesn't look or feel like any of the pictures I saw on social media. And actually, it probably made it even harder because then I was telling myself, you're doing something wrong. You're doing something wrong. What could you do to bridge the gap? And then the fourth thing that this mum is mentioning, we have no village. Like, so many mums don't have a village. Again, I always talk about this. In the absence of the village, how do you create your own village? And I don't mean getting practical support. There's no bus of people that are going to pull up. This is about lowering the expectations you are placing on yourself, cutting corners, letting go of any guilt you might be feeling for feeling like you're maybe regretting motherhood or you're a bad mother, and letting it go, okay? We need to redefine what the village looks and feels like, because it isn't there. And that's the hard part about it. So I really hope that that helps if there's anyone that can relate to that confession, because I just feel like as mothers, it is one of the hardest things to say out loud. And as I say, hands up, I definitely felt it during different chapters of motherhood. And the guilt I felt was huge. I don't feel guilt anymore that I felt that at one stage. I feel compassion. I look back and go, oh my goodness, Laura, you were really struggling. You had no support. Of course it was hard. You love your children. You always have. That was just a feeling in response to finding it hard. And remember, 1/3 of mums admitted to feeling like this based on a survey I did last year with 2,000 mums across Ireland and the UK. So you're not alone. Thank you to Rescue Remedy for supporting this podcast. As a busy mum of three, on the days I need a little extra support, I always reach for Rescue Remedy. Trusted for over 80 years, the formula is the same today as when it was developed more than 80 years ago, with the unique combination of 5 batch original flower essences. Rescue Remedy provides comfort and reassurance to calm and support your emotional balance during the days when your reserves might be running low. And if, like me, you sometimes find it hard to get a full night of sleep, I like to reach for the Rescue Night Range, which contains white chestnut to help switch off from a racing mind and allow for more restful sleep. And Rescue Night is free from sedatives with no side effects or grogginess the next morning. Rescue Remedy is available from health stores and pharmacies nationwide and also in Super Value and Tesco. As we're now halfway through this week's episode, if you think you would like to share your mum fession with me and get a little bit of support with it, please feel free to email it to mindmommycoaching@gmail.com or come and say hi on my Instagram page at mindmommycoaching.
My mom fession is that I grieve and wonder about a life that I never got to have. I became a mother as a young teenager with limited support, which was obviously very hard. And then I've gone on to have two more children in my mid to late 30s, which has been much harder than I ever expected. My eldest is now a grown up and I'm here in the throes of toddlers and babies. And sometimes I wonder, what was I thinking? I feel like if you have your children really young, you're still young when they're grown up and you've some time for yourself. And equally, if you were to wait a while to have children, you might have forged ahead in your career, made some good solid friendship groups, maybe have some hobbies and find out who you are. And I feel like I'm in limbo and I never have and never will get to experience either.
Why I chose this one is it's not really a narrative we hear that often. You know, the woman who kind of had her children during different chapters of her life. I mean, we normally see the path that we all see growing up. You know, you finish school, you maybe go to college, you get a job, you find your partner, you get married, you buy your house, you have kids, that it goes that way, right? And when it doesn't go that way, then, oh, are we doing it wrong? Oh, I can't see anyone else that looks like me. Oh, is there a better way I could have done it? And I see this all the time with the clients who seek my support. It's like we get to motherhood and we suddenly wake up and go, what do I actually need and want? What have I been doing my whole life? And I know that's not what this mom is saying, but I think it's important to say it is rare to kind of hear this experience. And it's a really, really good one to talk about. And even if you're a mom listening now and, you know, you didn't have your children in different chapters, there's parts of this that you're still going to relate to about motherhood. And I think what's really coming out of this one is this sense of kind of, not regret, that's a strong word, but almost grief of, was there a different way I could have done this? Would my life have looked different? Have I missed out on something? There's this real sense of, I missed out. Other people did X, Y, and Z. I didn't get to do it, so therefore I missed out. And that's really hard, okay? The second part is, and I can't even really relate to, but in a tiny way, my eldest was 5 when my youngest was born. And to me, that was a huge gap because I was like, right, I'm completely in the newborn stage, yet I have a 5-year-old. And even now, he's nearly 8, she's 2.5, Alex is 4, and we're in completely different chapters. So I can't imagine how that must feel if you have kids that are like in their late teens and then you have a baby or a toddler. So that's what I'm hearing there. The challenge of how do you mother children at such different ages? Again, there's no rule book on how to do this. We spoke about this in a previous episode on the motherhood rule book. If you haven't listened, I think it's on episode 1 or 2. Go back and listen. It's all about how you can build your motherhood rule book so that you live your life as a mother on your terms. You have your own rules. There's no more shoulds. You are completely focused on the type of mother you need and want to be. So I think that's really key here because there's a lot of, you know what I'm feeling? It's lonely. That's what I get from that mumfession. I feel lonely. I don't see anyone else that looks like me. I wonder, was there a different way I could have done it? And I think every mum can relate to that feeling, even if we can't relate to her experience. Because as mothers, we have all felt alone. We have all questioned, could we have done it a different way? We're questioning, did we miss out on something? And it's so sad. It's so sad because I don't want any mother to feel alone. So let's talk through some of the things that I would maybe suggest to this mom if she was my client and we were in a session together, because there's so many things I want her to let go of. So the very first thing is, what exactly do you feel you missed out on? And I want you to think about this, not in terms of what you've seen everyone else do, you know, what you imagine you should have done, but really sit back and ask yourself specifically, what do I feel I have missed out on? Is it sort of vague in the sense of, I wish my 20s and late teens were spent doing something that was just for me? Or is it very specific that I wish I got to travel to Africa, or I wish I got to have lots of messy drunken nights out? You know, what is it? Like, pinpoint it. What do you feel you missed out on? Because very often when we're looking back with regret or feeling like we missed out, it's this big vague thing. Let's make it specific. Tell me what you feel you missed out on. That's the first thing. The second thing is, once you can pinpoint it, is that something you can do now? Okay, so maybe if you've still young kids, maybe not exactly now, but why is it too late to do it now? This is another thing and another narrative I really hate, that, you know, when we get to a certain age, we've lost the opportunity to do something. You know, you only do these things in your 20s. You only do these things in your teens. If you're now in your 40s or late 30s, well, it's too late. It's absolute rubbish. I started my business in my late 30s. With two children and one on the way, right? I'm really looking forward to my 40s. I think it's going to be the time when actually the biggest adventures of my life happen. So we need to ditch this narrative. It is never too late. So when can you do these things? Maybe it's a trip away. Maybe you want to study something. Maybe you crave that time you could have had with your friends. Like, why can't you do it now? In small ways, why can't you reintroduce it into your life? Your life is not over now that you're a mother. It's just beginning. So make a plan, okay? Make a plan. And the third thing is, recognize that actually your experience of motherhood probably is harder because you were in those different chapters. You're trying to be a mom for the first time. I think you said there your firstborn is either a teenager or an adult. Like, we're all navigating chapters of motherhood for the first time. I have never had an 8-year-old. I have never had a 10-year-old. Every time my firstborn grows, I'm doing it for the first time. I have no idea what I'm at. I am absolutely winging it and it feels hard. So just give yourself a bit of credit. You are trying to navigate those firsts with your eldest while also taking care of small kids, which in itself is, for me personally, was the most challenging chapter of motherhood. So, and I always talk about motherhood in chapters. You're in different chapters. That's hard. That's hard because you're switching back to the baby mode and then trying to maybe support your grown-up child in an emotional capacity. And then you're layering that with, did I miss out? There's all these things I didn't get to do. Okay, so my advice to you is, it's not too late. You are where you are. This is the way your journey mapped out. There was no right or wrong way to do it. So take back control and think about what you feel you missed out on and make plans to do that. Whether that's this week, next month, or in a year's time, it's not too late. You know, we can be 60 and do something different, change our lives. You have the control to change your life and do something new whenever you want. Take control. Stop looking back. You can't change it. You can't undo it. You are where you are. And just, yeah, get excited for the next chapter because you can do whatever you want. Plan it, make it happen, and just be a little bit kinder to yourself in, it's hard. It's hard being in all the chapters. So I hope that helps. And I really hope that even if you're not a mom that can relate to being in different chapters of motherhood, that you take from this, it is never too late to become the person you want to be, to do something you never got to do, to experience something you never got to experience. Don't look back with regret. Look forward with plans and excitement and just do it. So let's wrap up everything we discussed today. I know there were a few different, I suppose, mom fashions and experiences, but for me, there is one massive theme screaming out at me for all of them. Whether that's me talking about not going on a big fancy holiday abroad this summer or for the next couple of summers, whether it's feeling massive guilt because there's a sense of, maybe did I make the right decision becoming a mom? You know, is it this sense of, did I miss out on something? The one thing that is jumping out at me, and you're probably going to guess it because I talk about it all the time, it's all a should. All of the things that are driving these experiences and these feelings are the shoulds of motherhood, the things we should do and feel as a mother, the holidays we should go on, the way we should become a mother. You know, we should have them all together. There shouldn't be a gap. you know, the I shouldn't ever, you know, think about, did I make the right decision becoming a mum? It's just layered with shoulds. So that is the one major takeaway I want on today's episode is, however you're feeling, even if you can't relate to any of those things we spoke about, I want you to catch the shoulds. And I'm actually going through this with my village members at the moment. I've set them a challenge this week to count how many times they say I should and I shouldn't in a week, because that is the very first step to letting go of mum guilt. So we are all working through that. And it's amazing seeing them all coming back going, oh my goodness, I said it 40 times. It's the shoulds. And I want you, if you are listening to this, to tune into your shoulds this week. When are you saying it? How many times are you saying it? And ditch them. Because the shoulds are external pressures. They are not things you genuinely need and want. There is no such thing to me anymore as I should bring my children on this amazing holiday because, oh, everyone's doing it on social media. Let's do it. This is really hard. This is awful. Oh, but we're supposed to enjoy this. So let's do it. No, I don't have any shoulds. I have my own motherhood rule book. I do not compare to anyone else. I do not look at my experience and say I should or I shouldn't. And that is why, genuinely, girls, I don't experience mum guilt. And people don't believe me. But I don't. Because there's nothing I should or shouldn't do. There's nothing you shouldn't or shouldn't do. There's no feeling we should or shouldn't feel. It is about our reality and the here and now, and it is what it is. So I'm wrapping up today's episode by saying, ditch the shoulds, girls. Just do whatever you need and want to do. Allow yourself to feel how you feel. You don't need permission to feel it. You don't need to validate it. If you feel it, it's real. And ask yourself, what do I need and want to be happy? It's not about what anyone else is doing. It's about what's right for you, for your children and your family. So just do it. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you found today's episode helpful. Please hit the subscribe or follow button. But most importantly, please share with your friends. Because if you related to any of the topics on today's episode, I promise you they will relate too. You can also leave me a review and a rating wherever you're listening. I'd really appreciate it. If you would like to avail of some additional resources, please visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. I hope you have a wonderful week. And remember, it's not selfish to mind mommy. It's essential. Thank you to Rescue Remedy for supporting this podcast. Mumfessions is an Insanity Studios production. The podcast production manager was Charlotte Mason. The podcast producer was Safran Mirza. And the podcast production assistant was Abby Sandler. This podcast was recorded in Take 9 Studios in Cork.